Here we go. We're learning over here Mishnah Gimel Parakei Mishnah Gimel Sa'ar Pikuda Akavi B'Mahalalil Mitamei. The hair of a Pikuda. What is the Sa'ar Pikuda? L'shoin Pikodoin. It means a Pikodoin means a Pikidin Shekpid Shehif Kida Habaheres Al Esa Se'ar V'Or Abasar V'Holcholah. Shifkida. What shifkida mean? What's that word mean? Shifkida.
Meaning that you had a transient hair. You had a transient hair in the.
It means transient? What does it mean, transient? A sharp pikuda. Lashoin pikodoin. What's a pikodoin? A deposit. Shifkida habeheres es asir be'or habasar. Oh, so it basically means all you got left over is one here. Shifkida, it deposited habeheres es hasir be'or habasar. V'holchala, it's like you go to the bank for a deposit. I only go to banks for withdrawals. I don't know about deposits.
So you had a beheres and a sir, loved one. And then the Baharis went away, and the only thing
That's what it sounds like. Sa'ar pikuda akavi ben mahalalel mitamei v'chacham mitaharin ezehu sa'ar pikuda. What is this mean? Let's give you the rabbi again. V'chacham mitaharin v'atamayu d'chse v'hi chafchas sheshe chafchasoi hi. It turned it around v'loi chafchasoi chaverta, and not the other way around. Let's see. What is called over here? What is called a sar pikuda? Misha hay savoy baharis uva ser lavon vaholcha baharis vinicha leser lavon bibukaymai in its place. And then the chazra, it comes back. Akav ye ben mahalalel mitame vachacham mitadim.
It came back.
So now the shot over here is, do we look at the white hair as coming after the Baheres? Or do we look at the Baheres coming after the white hair? What's the Seder? What is the Seder?
But it's only one white hair, right? So you need two.
That's what it means. Whenever it says white hair, it means two white hairs. Unless it says achas. So here it means there are two white hairs. So the question over here is, when we look at the final product, do we look at the final product as being that the two hairs came after the Baharis, or do you look at the two hairs came before the Baharis? Mitzad Echad, it came after because there was a Baharis, and then came the white hair. So it was at that moment in time, it was Tameh. But then the Baharis disappeared. And then the Baharis came back. So when we look at the second Baharis, then the white hairs came before the Baharis. That's the dilemma. If it would be a clear-cut case of a Baharis and then white hairs, Tame. If it would be a clear-cut case of white hairs and then Baharis, Tahar. But here, it's complicated. It's like a shidduch. Go out with the guy, dump him, go back to him, dump him. He wants, she wants, they both want. Over here, it's a chadgadya. Starts out, there's a Baharis with two white hairs. The hairs came after. But then the Baharis goes away. And the two white hairs remain. And then the Baharis comes back. So with relation to the second Baharis, the two white hairs came first. But with relation to the first Baharis, the two white hairs came second. So what do we do? How do we analyze this? Ezehu, this is for sure Torah. Ezehu sar pekuda. That's not the case. You got it all wrong. So if that's how you want to touch a pekuda, a sar pekuda, you're wrong. I'll tell you what the case is. Ezehu sar pekuda. Misha hoysel b'beheres kegris. Beheres kegris ubas shtei sairois. V'hol lachay mena kechatsi gris. V'hinichoy la ser lovon b'mokam beheres. And the hairs are there. They don't go away. Then the chazar. Also here it's a bit different, because here, in this case, it didn't go away entirely. If it would have gone away entirely, then there's nothing to talk about because we look at the final product. If it went away entirely and it came back, so then you have to say the two white hairs preceded the Beharis. But let's say it starts at exactly Kigris and half the Gris goes away. So it didn't go away entirely. And the two white hairs are still in the other part, the Chatz Yishir. So now when it comes back, here you can't really say that the two white hairs preceded the Beharis. Because those two white hairs came after the Beharis. The only difficulty in this case is that you lost Chatz Yishir. This case is more better than the previous case, because in this case you have at least half. So in the Amar Mikiva, more than even Zeshu Tar, Ezel Usar Pekuda, Misha Oysa Bebechers Kegris, and Voshte Shaiva, so Hola Chamen Chatz Kegris, and Hinichel Lesei Lavan, and Mokem Habedes Vechazar. Amar Lo, they said to the Rabbi Akiva, Kashem She Bitlu Es Diver Rabbi Akiva, Af Divarecha Einan Mikuyamin. The same way you, Kashem She Bitlu, Amar they said to him, Kashem She Bitlu Es Diver Akavya, the same way you have knocked out Akavya, your words are also Einan Mikuyam. In other words, your logic, the same way you do not accept that you, Rabbi Akiva, you disagree, and you hold that it's Vaday Tahar. Because in the case of Akavya, the Nega disappeared in its entirety. And then the Shtei Sairos have preceded the Nuba Harris. So guess what, Rabbi Akiva? This case is no different. In this case as well, when only half of the Nega goes away, it's equivalent to the entire Nega going away. Once you don't have the Shir, it's Ke'ilu doesn't exist. But you have the Shtei Sairos. So when the Shir comes back, it's the two Hears are preceding the Beharis.
What's the time according to Rabbi Akiva that it should be Tahar? You say that the Hears, because of the lack of the Shir, or because the Hears preceded the Beharis?
Both. If you don't have the Shir, that automatically makes the hears come before. Once the shiur is bottled, then the hears are considered to be standalone hears. And now when you achieve the shear, it's the hears coming before the shear. But the beharis. Okay, so let's chaza over the Mishnah. Let's do the Rav. We're not from the beginning, the Rav again. Sa'ar pikudo loshen pikodoin. A deposit, you put the money in the bank and you make a run for it. The Beharis deposited the hears and then the Beharis goes away. It's a pekida, a pikodoin. Now, v'chametadim v'tamayu, the sivit says v'hi hofcha, why hofcha? It has to be that the hears come afterwards. But in this case, the hears came before v'hi hofcha. It turned it around. And not chaverta means the second nega. He's saying a different vart over here. These two words of the Rav are opening up a whole new world. It says that it transformed the here. That what made the hears it not its chaverta, but it has to be. I thought the issue is what came first. Who's on first? All right, let's go by it. Af divarecha einam mikuyamim deha nami tar v'halacha chamim. Okay, let's see if we make imafarshim. Let's say maybe the imafarshim will shed some insight into this issue. The ikor hamafarshim. Who's to decide what's the ikor and what's the tafel? Who's to decide what's the ikor? Well, he wrote the sefer. I paid him $20. That means I have decided that whatever he says is the gold standard. Right. Chakdama. Mishnah Seinu melamedes din se'or ha'pikuda. Akav yabed mahalalel mitamei haravad mefarish. Time or came in since. Why tamei came in since. Se'or lava nisha b'mukayim. Regilim ledavar. Raglayim ledavar. Regel. The world stands on 2 feet. Raglayim ledavar. Shadayin leinirpa min harishon. It's not been healed from the rishon. Fine. Mitzach lamedechacham mitadim. The midi why? The midi suffik leinafka shem acheresi. Hosafik Nigam Tarim, fine. So he went to the court of the Chacham Yitzchak because of Safek, Nayadin. When the Nega went away and came back, over here, the way he's saying over here is the Shalom here that it might be the Zilben, it might be a different Nega. Is this the Zilbe Zach or does it give an andere Zach? The Zilbe or an andere? Weiter. We go weiter in the Mishnah.
Would it matter if the Behera shows up in a different spot?
What?
Would it matter if the Behera shows up in a different spot?
L'chayra, then for sure it's going to be a different one. Yeah. I mean, they don't have the white hairs. The white hairs have to be in the Beharis. If the Beharis shows up in a different spot, then you do not have white hairs. The white hairs have, the white hairs are not going anywhere.
That's meant Ser Pekuda.
No, but Ser Pekuda means, but the Nega came back in the same spot. At the end of the day, the Seor has to be in the Nega. If the Seor is down the Nega, the holidays is not going to be good. So Nachum was over here. So Akai and Halom, he was arriving before the time when we came to the sale of an initial and we come with Glaim Ludav Shadel in the prime narration. With Sach Lem the Chum, the time when they suffered the Nafkus Shem and Acharisi. According to the Chum, it's Sar because it's still suffering. We also have the Gantar, Maram and the Farish to keep the Maram the Farish to the Akavia, Dilla Akavia, Hoyle since, Uvim Kaimba Chazra, he. Since it came back, it's the Zelbazach. Mash Mashal Lechachamim, Safik Hu Gamazer. Even if it comes back, it's the same exact thing. According to the Chum, it doesn't make a difference. It's a soft. According to the Akavya, it's the Mekoy Mechazra Hihi. According to the Akavya, when the Nega comes back, it's in the same exact location. That means automatically it's the Zelba Nega. If it comes back to the same location, that means it's the same Nega. And according to the sheet of the Chumim, they say, no, it's a Sofik. Fine. Vachachamim etahadin, Ratzul Loimar, Eina Mukhlat. Techashvinu lekekodmoy, Aseo, like the Kekodmoy, Haseo, Lovan, Lovaharis. It came first, okay, and therefore I guess it's basically a beheres, and you have to have hesker. You just keep up hesker. Hesker maintains. Okay, there's no more mefarshim. Let's take a look at the chart. Maybe in the chart we'll have even more beur. We have three opinions: the Chachamim, Akavi ben Mahalalel, and Rebbe Akiva. Hakdama, Haisa by Beharis Venefra, by Yasa by Beheres, Venefra by Ser Lovan. Nis near Pa'aha Beheres, the Beheres is Tahar. Haisa by Beheres, Venefra by Ser Lovan. Near Pa'aha Beheres, Veshuv Chazra, the Aser Halavan Nisha Bibukaima. Right, the way we explained it. Okay, classic case, everyone knows this, all the people in Avenue M, they know this in their sleep. There's a beheres, you go interview people in Avenue M. Please, sir, can you explain to me? Tell me, come on, don't be shy. Don't be humble. What's called the Sa'ar Pekuda?
The Sa'ar Pekuda is an officer in the Israeli army.
That's what the Samach. Tell me what it means, a Sa'ar Pekuda. Come on, don't be shy. So he says over here, it means you have a beheres, then come two white hairs. Then the Beharis disappears, the Beharis comes back. The Sheil is, do we look at the end of the day, we have two white hairs, and the two white hairs, what's their status? Nachem ol chayis v'beharis v'nechom v'seir seir lavan, v'nir paha beharis v'shuv chazra, came back, v'seir ha-lavan, nishav v'mukayimai. Chachamim, ha-negatar, l'fi shav beharis v'chazra, hino beharis chadosha. V'aseir ha-lavan, it's a new Beharis, that's a very important one, it's a new Beharis. The two seiros came before the new nega, according to Akavya ben Mahalalel.
Because the way how Nikim Mefarsha presents it in Akavya ben Mahalalel, it says, Uvimekoma Chazra Hihi.
It comes back to the same place, it's the same exact thing.
You see that according to Chachamim, even though you have the Lashon of Pekudah, and it's Chazra in the same spot, nevertheless, it's not considered...
It's a new Nega. It's a Nay Nega. Akav yamid mahalalel ha-Nega mukhal l'tumma. L'fi yishra b'cheris ha-rishoyna kadmo l'ser ha-lavan uvekach ha-ser ha-nas ha-simin l'tumma af l'b'cheris ha-chazra. And the way the Ikim Mefarshim explained it really was that it's the same Nega. Nothing really changed. Rabbi Akiva moide b'zeh l'chacham that the coin of the chacham is going to be tar. L'fi yishra b'cheris ha-rishoyna hocha l'gamrei. V'ha b'cheris ha-shniyin nechsheves nega chadosh. But what's going to be in the next case? In the next case, chayisav ha b'harus k'gris of vaseh lovan. Near pachatzi gris vaseh lovan nishav b'mekayim b'makam ha b'harus. L'chazar chatzi agris l'mekayimai.
We didn't have Rabbi Akiva's opinion on the first case, did we? We had Rabbi Akiva's opinion on the definition of atzer
pekula. Right, but he's saying amoydani b'zeh. So when he says amoydani b'zeh, that implies that he's expressing an opinion. He's basically saying exactly the same thing as the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva moyde b'zeh l'chachamim l'fitcher b'cheres ha'yishon ha'yichol gami v'ha'beres ha'shriya. He's saying exactly the same. When he says moyde ani b'zeh, he's just building himself up to the next case, which is going to be k'chatzi gris. So here I agree to the Chachamim. Where do I hold that it's going to be machloek? That's the next case. Chayis ha'beres k'gris. There was a b'cheres k'gris. Uva aser lovan, v'nir p'chatzi gris, v'aser ha'lovan nisha b'mokam ha'beres. And the sale of an Ishmael of Harris, v'chose chatzi agrislim coming, now we have a new chatzi gris, and it comes back. So here only half of it went away. So that also, one question to keep in mind, why does it have to say in the Mishnah and in the Rav over here, is that the two white hairs remain in the chatzi, that the Baharis is still there? Why can't we say the same exact thing if the two white hairs are in the part of the Baharis that disappeared and then reappeared? The point over here is we want to say that it's the same nega. So what difference does it make if the two hairs, when half of the nega disappears, what difference does it make from which half it disappears from? Even if it disappears from the part of the nega that has two white hairs. Over here it says in the chart over here, chayisav b'cheres k'gris, u'baseir lavan, v'nir p'chatzi gris, v'haseir halavan nishar, and the seir lavan Nisha remains b'makayim habaheres. So doesn't that seem to imply that the two white hairs are remaining in the exact same location where the baheres is? The chaz achatzi agris l'makayim, and the chatzi gris comes back to the makam. So what does the halacha? The chacham say, negas tahar. The chacham say, the nega is tahar. Why is the nega tahar? Ha nega is tahar lefi because shechatzi agris shenishar. The chatzi gris shenishar, yeah. Nechshav ki'ilu einenu. The chatzi gris that's nishar.
It didn't cause a Sarah Lovin. If it didn't cause a Sarah Lovin, then it doesn't matter where the Sarah Lovin is.
No, you don't have a shear. Shechatzi gris nishar chneshav kilu einu. V'chshachaz achatzi gris nechshav l'nega chodosh shabo achrei haser. If you don't have the full shear, if you only have a chatzi shear, it's like it doesn't exist. So now when it comes back, it's like a brand new nega.
Yeah.
Okay, now we go to Akavya ben Mahalalel. Hanega mukhla l'toma. Akavya ben Mahalalel says, Hanega mukhla l'toma. Why? Why is the mukhla l'toma? She'en sh'anu aymim sh'zu oysa b'heres sh'holcha b'mitzasa v'shuvcha sh'va harei b'tchila kadma ha'beres l'salav t'zol b'beres. No problem. Rabbi Akiva moide b'zeh la'akav v'bahalel l'fisha b'sharak miktsasa b'heres holcha v'shuv chosho v'vadei zu eino zu oisa b'heres. Okay, it's pretty straightforward.
Now you have a shear l'chatzi gris before and l'chatzi gris after. Those are mitzdarim, right?
Of course.
According to Akav v'mahalel. So therefore, if they're mitzdarim, then the Sarah Love on
Chaz the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is pretty straightforward. Sa'ar pikuda. Anayadin, anayasugyan shas. Never heard of this before. Never ever heard of this before. I owe you my life. You told me, you introduced me to new things. To new things. Like, I never knew this thing called a KN95. Never heard of this before. What is a KN95? Now I know what it is. What it's supposed to do is to prevent you from breathing, so you can die a slow, gruesome death.
I saw Rabbi Meir Tversky on Sunday night, on Tuesday night, to diving up the Young Israel of Riverdale. I hadn't seen him in 20 years, probably something like that. So he was diving with a K95. Rabbi Tversky is very outspoken in terms of
masking up. He's a believer.
Yeah.
He's a believer. All right. There's a video of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right in the Mishnah. It's Chaz the Mishnah. Sa'ar Pikuda. Akavya ben Mahalalel Mitame. He's Mitame. Why is he Mitame? Because he holds, the Chacham holds that it's the same Nega. The Nega went away and it came back. It's the Zehihi, it's the Zelba Nega. Nothing has changed. Business as usual. Nothing has changed. V'chacham mitarin. Why? Because it went away. It came back. If it came back, that means that the new Nega was preceded by Shtei Saris. Ezehu Sa'ar Pekud. Now we're going to explain. Misha Haisavaison who had Abaheres Ubo Seolovan. Holcha Abaheres Vinichol the Seolovan Bimkoimai. The Choshmi came back. Akavya ben Mahalalel Mitame. Because he holds the same Nega Vachachomim Mitaharin. Omarabi Akiva Moidanibo Zeshutra. I agree to the sheet of Akavya ben Mahalalel to the Chachomim. And in this case, it's going to be tar. Why? Because in this case, it left entirely. And Mela, because left entirely, when you have a new Nega, and when it comes back, it's a new Nega. And the new Nega was preceded by Shtei Saris. When do I, though, disagree with the Shida of the Chachamim in the case where only a portion of the Nega disappeared? As long as part of the Nega remains, that small amount is enough to maintain the status quo. It's enough to maintain that it's going to be the same Nega, it's not a new Nega. Ezehu Sar Pikuda, that I hold is going to be Tomei. Misha Hoysa Bo Bahares Kigris, Uvos Tishte Saris. Valachaim Chatzigris. Vinicha La Seil Lovan Bimokam. You know, so he interchanged the same thing between Tishte Saris and Seil Lovan. It's all the same. And now Vinicha La Seil Lovan Bimokam Bahares Vachosan. It came back. What came back? The Bahares came back. In that case, so since we have Chatzigris never went away, the fact that the Chatzi Gris stayed, it maintains its position. Amrulo, they said, no, Keshem Shebidlu Estiri Akavya Av Divarecha Einan Miku Yomim. They said in the same way, Shebidlu Estiri Akavya, the same way that you, Rabbi Akiva, you canceled Divrei Akavya, you held in the case where the entire Nega went away, and the Nega came back, you hold that it's going to be you hold like the sheet of the Chachamim that it's going to be tahar, because you hold that it's going to be a new nega. After v'decha ena nikuyamim, your words are not correct. If you have a nega and you have less than the shiur, for all practical purposes, the nega no longer exists. And now when the nega returns to its original shiur, we look at it as a new nega, and this new nega is problematic in the fact that the two siros came before the nega. Good? You satisfied?
I'm not satisfied, but that's just my nature, but we can go away.
Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Kol Sveik Negoim Batachila Tohar, Ad Shaloi Nizkak Lutumo. Anytime you have a suffix, you have to change the chazaka. In order to change your status quo, you need the big guns. But once you're ready, you're already stuck, in a lot of trouble, it's like davening. If you daven, preventive medicine. An ounce, what's the expression? An ounce of something keeps away a lot of something else.
Prevention.
Keeps away.
Prevention is worth a pound of cure.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Okay, an ounce of prevention. So kol sveik, that's what it says. This is the principle. This is principle. This is in this Mishnah. Kol sveik negoim batchilatar. Ad shaloi nizkak latumah. Mishenisak latoma, then you're in trouble. Once a person is tamei, then you're not getting out of that. Sveikoi tamei. Ketzad. Let's give an example. Shnayim shabo etzel koyin bezeh baheres kagris vezeh kasela. B'sov shvua bezeh kasela uvezeh kasela. Ve'eina yodua. It's a murder gezach. Two different people. He's extending the scope. Even though we don't know we have two different gufim, two different mention, two different Lego pieces, two different Monopoly pieces on the Monopoly board, two different people, even though you don't know who's who. Why didn't the Kohen know who's who? Because they were wearing masks, that's why. You see what happens with a mask, mandate, what it can do to the Klal Yisrael, a Sofik. So therefore, with so shuls, because you don't know which one is spread. Bein b'ish, bein b'ish echad, bein b'shnei anoshim. The law is tahar. Rabbi Akiva Omer b'ish echad tamei u'v'shnei anoshim. Tahar is mechal between the one ish and between two people. So in Yom Mamish and Yoni the Yom, I talked about this yesterday. Maybe I forgot. Why by Yishmuel do we say Basher husham, and by the Ben Soirer u'moire do we say kill him now? What's the chiluk? So the Pasha answered that he already exhibits signs of being a Ritzach now. And Yishmol, there were no simonim uvokim at this moment in time. Better answer, the Merdik Vart, is that for future generations, we say Ba'asher Husham. In your own lifetime, we look into the future. I love that answer. The Yishmol, it's Oy mi yichya misumo el. What he's going to do in the future. Not now. It's generations later what's going to become of them. The Taliban. It's in the future. So future generations, you're not responsible for. You're not responsible for the future generations. Now, Hayoim, you're dealing over here with the Ben Sura Mara, it's in his lifetime. He, this child, 13 years old, will grow up and become a murderer. Then we look into the future. Even though he did not yet commit the crime, it does not matter. Right now we take that into consideration. Hear the vart? So over here he says, over here he's saying it a little bit different over here. Over here he's saying between one person and two people. You're not responsible for your fellow man, but you're responsible for yourself. So when there's a suffix in your own body, then we're going to be machmir. When it's going to be a suffix between two people, then they're going to be megal. Let's go over here, the wrath. The Rav Mishnah Dalid Bein B'ish Echad Af Al Gav Demonim Shach Yeshua B'cheris Echad Sheposa Sheposisa Oysa Shetechilosa Kigris. The one that star of Kigris V'yachshav Kisela V'hoi Roy L'hachalitoi. And it would be fitting. It would be fitting to declare him to be a Mukhlat. Yeah. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, it would be fitting to declare him to a mukhlat. Hoyl ve'eino yoidea al eze nega machalit tohar. Migzeres hakosim, they'll say v'imposo. Sifse bo'or v'itimi olakoyno so. Es hanega havada hu mitam v'inu mitam es hanega shiesh bo'y sofik. Bein b'shne b'nei odom. Af al pi she'echod mechem tohin hesker shivasyon v'shenis v'soyv shavua. I think we should add this into the nusach of Nisana Toikef. Mi ba'chenef, mi bo'esh, mi ba'mayim, mi b'zis, mi muskar, umi muchlat. It will be decided who will go to the Mukhlat Center. Umi Muskar. Me, we vaccinated. Who will die from vaccination? And who will die from COVID? The Nusach HaTfilah Shoshnas Tavshin Pei Beis. Me Yomus Mi COVID Umi Yomus Mi Avax. Mi Muskar Umi Mukhlat. Everyone is poor. We can take that out. Everyone's going to be poor. Everyone's going to be poor. Communism, everyone is poor. Capitalism, some are rich, some are poor. communism, everyone is poor. Gvaldak. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. Let's see over the chart. Ikka mefarshim. The Eresh Zach is the Ikka mefarshim. That's the Ikka. The Ikka is the Lord Ikka mefarshim. Mishnah Dalet. Hakdama. How come I don't see for the Mishnah Hey? Oh, let's see Mishnah Dalet. Hakdama. Mishnah Seinu Ma. Mishnah Abba Melavam is in something that goes with Chilu Achach Echlet. Something that goes. Neck. Not going to turn out something with Pisayon. The who symptom of Bahamotzui. Okay, so Kasha, why does the Mishnah only discuss the case of a Sadeh when it comes to the Pisyoin? What about the Michila? What about the Shtei Sadehs? Hey, if that makes you feel good, you can do that also. But over here, the Mishnah is the more common. B'davar Hamotzui, the more common case. Next, B'tchila Tar Adshloi Nitzchak Lutuma, Hainu Lutumas Hechlet. In the beginning, he's Tar. The bay mishtoikra. V'yaf al pi yishakvar nizkach l'tumma hesker. Even though he's ready to muskar to hoirin legamri af me hesker. Even though shakvar nizkach l'tumma hesker to hoirin legamri af me hesker. The ilu shaloy l'tami behechlet mishum safik loy tsayoch kra the atayro loy dibra besveikas. What? He is miyot also the mitoch she'ena mitami leheklet tor af mihesker af al pishuchuk sakbo. I don't understand what he's saying over here. He's saying over here is that this fellow is not going to be, it's the first week coming after 7 days and that both of them are kisela. So what do we say? We say they're both going to be tor. Why are they both tor? Why are they both? Oh, a phone call?
What is it? What, so, you don't.
Why is it? Honestly, over here he said, Hayin Luchman Luchman Farshim. Betchila Tar, Yahweh here, they both come over here on day one. They both show them, one is a seller, one is a gris. They put them both in muskar. A week later, you don't know who's who. So what should be now? So the one that has, if we were able to identify, they stayed exactly the same, he should require muskar for another week. For a second week, right? What's the case here? Let's go back. Kol stek negoim et chilu tar. Ad shlo nisak l'tumma. Mishu nisak l'tumma stek otame. So, the end of 1 week, what do you mean tahar?
One of them vaday increased and the other one
stayed the same. So we should do so Meikar Adin, the one that increased should be a mukhlat, and the one that stayed the same should be in hesker. So why are they both going free? Why are they both tahar? It's not a parking ticket. You get off on some type of a technical issue. We should put them both in hesker. And since one of them is vaday, since really one of them is vaday, and we can't get the vaday, so we have to release him. Why do you have to release him? Because his din is to be a mukhlat. He does not have a din of hesker. One of them is a murder commissioner. I didn't appreciate how far, what it's saying. It's saying in true credible depth. Try to apply this to American law. One of these guys is supposed to be a mukhlat. He has no din to be a muskar. He's a mukhlat. So make him a mukhlat. We can't. You can't make him a mukhlat, you can't make him a muskar, because that's not his din. His din is to be a mukhlat. I don't know, if I can't identify him, you cannot hold him. He goes free entirely. Oh, but the other one is supposed to be a muskar. It's not the pshat that a mukhlat is oichid a muskar. A mukhlat is not a muskar plus plus. You see, go ask a guy on Avenue M. Tell me, sir. Tell me. I command you. Don't ignore me now. I'm controlling you. Answer the question. I'm controlling you. I'm going to control you. Is the pshat a muchlat, a muskar plus plus, or no? Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. Like our Karmi would say about the Rov and the Maral. They were two passing ships in the evening. The Rov didn't know from the Maral. And the Maral didn't know from the Rov. He said this in Shul. I remember when he said it. And I remember when I said, what did this guy just say? The Maral and the Rov are two passing ships in the evening? They were too bad. The Rav didn't know from the Maral, and the Maral didn't know from the Rav. Whew! You can get a doctorate just trying to explain the mind of Rabbi Karmi. Karmi Shali Loi Notarti. You know why? Because it's...
Never mind.
So that's the thing over here. This guy is a pshat a muchlat. Is a muchlat a muskar plus plus? Or is a muchlat a nayadin? So here the Mishnah is teaching you that the muchlat is a nayadin. Because if the muchlat was a muskar plus plus, you would at least give him a bit of a muskar. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Not some more time this over here.
Over here, you have two guys, right? You have two guys. They both come in with a gris. Next week, one has a gris. Two guys come in. Nachamol. What's Nachamol? Okay, the Shlomo Shabbos is calling Baba Harris, Baba Gris, Baba Gisel. One is a gris, one is a sell. So, what's the din for each one independently? Hesker. Hesker, right?
Hold on. This is a chiddush. Bein ish echad. Bein ish echad. If you have both of these lesions, these negam.
On one person.
And you come back in a week. That's a chiddush.
Why is it a chiddush? Because on the tzad that one of these lesions spread, this person must be now in muskar. You must go to a muskar center. So go send him. Can't send him because I don't have the paperwork. Because I don't know which one to go to Muskar Center, you have to be documented. This is not America.
So let's try to figure it out if it's one person or it's two. So if it's one person, the smaller one got bigger. So the Chora, he really should be Mukhla at that point.
One of them got bigger.
I mean, so in that case, he really should have been Mukhla.
So why not? Obviously, this mandamer holds, you need proper documentation. If you cannot identify which nega is the nega that is the cause of your hechlit, we can't put you away. It's true, you the person, you the gavra, the gavra deserves hechlit, but the rules are, you have to be able to pinpoint the makor of the hechlit.
And didn't we learn the Mishnais and Taurus about two people versus one person? I mean, that if one. I mean, I
yeah, but they're the common. I don't know. You have to go back to the cases. I don't know. You have to go study the case. We can't speculate. Let's before you go to the case of the person. Let's talk about the two people. First, we have the two people.
I'm saying two people, and you mix them up. So then I can understand.
Why?
That you,
why don't you go sit there? Two people. One of them must go to Mukhlat, and one of them is a Muskar. That's really what the halach is. One of them, nothing changed. One of them, it stayed exactly the same, and the other one, it spread. So one of them should be Muskar, and one should be Mukhlat. We don't know which one is the Mukhlat. Okay, so you're not Mukhlat.
Right.
So, but you should at least be Muskar. You should at least be Muskar. So you should at least be Muskar, right? The answer is no. If my din is to be a mukhlat, I'm not a muskar. Don't put me with the little people.
Right.
I don't want to sit with the little people. In shul, I sit the mizrach. I'm still getting comments about that joke. I didn't realize how nasty that joke was. I said in front of a lot of people, by Neil Sachak. Yes, he is for it.
It's a good joke.
What?
A good joke deserves
revenue. No, it's not. It was below, the guy said to me, it was below the belt.
I feel me upon him. Sigit, don't worry.
Here, the Mizrach, the Wallersteins are the Mizrach. That's why we don't say Yashikoyach. You know who didn't like it? He was not smiling, their father. Harav Rafael. He was not smiling. He doesn't like jokes. He's a very serious person. He was my grandfather's Talmud in RJJ for 2 years.
He was a head counselor in Camp Arena.
Didn't he own the camp? Did he own the camp?
I don't think he owned it. Did
they
own it?
I don't know.
Greenwald owned it.
Okay, let's go further. Let's proceed.
Right.
Okay, so over here. Over here it says, so it's an incredible thing. If you can't give the guy Hechlet, so you can't give him Hesker, because they're a totally different world. It's not, Hechlet is not Muskar plus plus. That's the Yesoid. Now, what about one person? So you're saying, who cares? Who says we need to identify? Why are you here? Like you have a guy insane and silent. Why are you here? We have to identify what chemical in his brain is missing that he's here for. Identify for me the marble that's missing. Is it the yellow marble, the blue marble, the crystal marble? Which marble? It doesn't matter. The guy's crazy. The guy's nuts. That's why he's here. I don't need you to identify which marble is missing. He's crazy. So the Zelbazach, the guy has two negayim. One nega demands he goes to Mukhlat Center. One nega demands he goes to Hesker Center. So you send him off to Hesker Center, send him off to Mukhlat. You can't. You know why I can't? Because in Mukhlat Center, we have to identify the cause of why you're here. We can't. Okay, so we can't send you now to Mukhlat Center because we cannot identify you. So send to Muskar Center. No, you can't do that. If this person really belongs in Mukhlat, you can't put him. He's a hechad mensch. He's in the best of the mention. He doesn't go in a Chevys. He goes in Cadillacs. You know, a guy who goes in a Tesla does not go. A Tesla.
Yeah.
They don't go in regular cars. This is nisht lefi kavodim. That's what it says. Read the look at the b'farshim. B'tchila tara ashla zolitum d'chayin lutum as hechlet the bay mishtoi kro v'avagav shakshakvar nitzkak lutum as hesker. Oh, he needs hesker. He was already nitzkak. He already was tamim. He didn't hesker. So what's the, just maintain the status quo? To hoyden legamri is a tremendous chiddush. He spells it out. To hoyden legamri, af me hesker. The ilu shaloi letame behechlet mishum sofik, not to be the time mishum loyd sarach kru. I don't need a pasuk for that. The atar loyd dibra besveikos. V'chi itzrich miut oisoi. What's the oiso? The mitoch she'ena metame lehechlet tohar af me hesker. Afal pishu huchsak bo. Wow.
Amazing.
Okay, back. Now let's see over here the chart. Let's see the chart. Safik negoyim betchila perakim shnadal hamikra. What is the mikra? Koyein shahisker shnei negoyim. Echlak gres viachka sela. Uvisaif hashavua yesh. Bishnani goyim shir sela ve inyadu ezemehen posa. Shnani goyim be ishachan. One person. Tanakama says, in one person. Shnei anagoyim to hide him, they're both going to become tar l'garmi, l'fisho kol echa, me anagoyim yesh by safek u'im hu nega sheposa, v'safek in the goyim, b'tchiloch tohar. Even though he's taka tomei, me din hesker, but he's becoming tar, because we don't know. Rabbi Akiva, adam tomei, one person's tomei. Mukhlat, l'fisho shnei anagoyim mitzuyim bo, v'echa mechem vade posa, v'ein nechshu, zed nechshu hesna, kol hefs, it's going to call the safek. What about it? Shnei negoyim b'shnei anoshim. Shnei negoyim to hide him in gezeres hakasav. Shnei ma'ad abod mekam tor. Why v'tim yakoin oisoy? L'lamit she'enu mitami behezkoy behechlut ele nega vaday. V'kan harei nothing. Oisoy, the tum, only one tum. V'kan harei ein yadua be'ezer adam roi. L'haskir ve'ezer roi l'hachlit. There's no tum in tar. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Let us review the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, kol sveik negoyim b'tchila tohar. Anytime we have a sav in the garment chilas tar, actually niskak latuma until is niskak latuma. Mishnis latuma sveikoy tamei ketsad shnayim shabo yitz lakoyim bezeberes gizv zeberes vezekasel v'sev shuvah vezekasel vezekasel v'ini duveis v'hem posa b'im b'ish echa b'im b'shnei anoshim tar Rabbi Akiva tar. Rabbi Akiva says no, b'ish echa is tamei v'shnei anoshim is tar. Okay, good. Okay, you want to do this very quickly? I have to do this very quickly. The last one, very quickly. You want to stop?
No,
okay, go quick. Mishum niskach l'tuma. Let's say he's vaday tamei. One says tamei. Sveikoy tamei. Ketzat. Shnayim shaboy es lakoy b'zeh beharis kegris. Uvzeh kesela. B'soiv shavua b'zeh kesela v'oid uvzeh kesela v'osliv. There's nothing to talk about. There's pishin for both. Manam shach. Right? They come selling gris and now each one has more. Shneim tameim. No. Even though now they both go backwards, Lios Kisela, Kiselu Chisela, Shneim Tneim. It's the Roach Motel principle. This is the Barvusta Roach Motel principle. Check in, you don't check out. Shneim Tneim, Ad Shiachzu Lios Kigris until they go back to being a gris. Zehu Sha'amu Mishnisach Lutumah Sveikoy Tame. Let's see that off. Shneim tameim de b'shneim pasa. Av b'shachazul yos kesela. The hashda echa mehem tar. One when Yehoel was huzkaku l'tuma. Once they became tamei, shneim tameim. D'chsev v'tiar Yehoel was l'tuma shneim tameim. D'chsev v'tiar akoyin es havada Yehud mitar v'in mitar es asav. It's zol mezach v'tiar roy only a vaday. Ad shachzul yos kegris the hashda vaday shneim tarim. Shapishen shavuroy hochlat. Halach v'shneim. So the effort has to go back. Let's read the Mishnah again. One more time, the Mishnah again. Mishnah nizkach l'tuma sveikoy tamei. Ketzad shneim shvoi is lakoyim v'zeh beris kedus v'zeh kesela. B'sav shvoi v'zeh kesela v'oid. U'zeh kesela v'oid. Shneim tameim. Aval pi shachazul yos kesela u'chesela. Even though the returns being a sel chesela, which means I guess in the next week you come back the next week. In other words, they get a call. Look, they went back to where. No, we don't know which one. We don't know which one. One of them might still have pissing because from one of them it went from a gris to a sela. So for one of you two fellows is still there's still pissing because from one of you two fellows it went from a sela from a gris to a sela. The other one Yitaka right is tar, but we don't know which one is tar, so we cannot be metahed you misafik.
Why is Dylan tar? The other one went to sela vo.
They both went back now to a sela. So now we're back to the original. Shneim tameim. But one of us is vaday tahar. Too bad. We don't know. One of you is vaday tamei. And since you got here, the Roach Motel theorem. You're not going nowhere. Vasel shneim tameim ad sheyachshu until al bishachazul lios kesela uchesela shneim tameim ad sheyachshu lios until it's vaday tar. Both of you must go back to a gris. If both of you went back to a gris, then you both can be for sure tar. Okay, let's see what Ikum Farshim. Ikum Farshim, there is an Ikum Farshim. What?
Does it make a difference if it goes back to under a cella or it has to go back to the
cella? No, because one of them started out with a gris.
Oh, that's right.
So it has to go. Let's see what Ikum Farshim. There's only going to be, there's only over here a chart. Sothik la'achar ha'echlet ha'mikra koyen shehiskir shnei negoim, a coin that was maskier for two negoim. Two negoim. Okay, we have a koyen that was maskier two negoim. Echon ki gris yachak kesel v'sev shoshu yesh b'shnei negoim kesel v'oid u'shneim behechlet. They're both going to be the matzav of hechlet. Uli achar zman chazul yois kesela. The ain yadua eze mechem hoya betchila kesela ubatil mimenu hapisyoin. The eze mechem hoya betchila kegris, and you still vadai tome. The one that starts out with a gris, it's now a sel. The one that had the sel of a sel avoidic, it's now he's going to become tome. But they're ready in the muchlat center. Shneim tmei misafik lefi shekvar chuchlatu l'tuma umamidim oisam al cheskasam ad sheyachzru shneim liyos kegris. Because if they both go back to a gris, then for sure both of them are for sure tahar. But until we know for sure both of them are tahar, each one remains in a suffix, and we're only mitaher, the same we're only mitame mivadai, we're only going to be mitaher mivadai. You see what he's saying over here is a diddy. He's saying over here, like I told you, he's saying over here that it's a gzeres hakosef. It's a gzeres hakosef. Once you're in a matzav, we only are going to change your matzav midin vadai. It's not chazaka. I guess it is chazaka. It's the same idea. We're not going to change state from one state to the next state until we have vadai proof. We're not going to make you both tame until we know vad, both of you have pisyon. We're not going to make both of you tar until we know for sure both of you, the pisyon disappear from both of you. All right, let's chaz the mission one more time.
That's why the mission doesn't even give you the case that it happens with one person. Because it's one person, he's
not there.
The
finish
is with two people.
Right. Because one person is not going to make a difference. Because one person, there's nothing to talk about. He's already there. He's already stuck there for the other one. So mishnei lo tomas veka tamei ketsa shnayim shavu lizlo kani v'zebek harasik lizlo v'zek kesela v'sav shvua v'zek kesela v'yoid v'zek kesela v'yoid shneim tameim af b'yishachal shul yos kesela v'sela shneim tameim at shiach shul yos kegris until they both go down to the size of a gris. Zeu she'amru mishen nischak l'tumo sveikoi tamei until it's a vadei. All right, I gotta go. Okay, up to perik vav. Baruch Hashem. We're up to perik vav. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. Will it be for Shabbat?
Im yirtzah Hashem home.
Will you be reading the Torah in a congregation or Yitzchak?
I don't know. I have to go contact him right now. My contact. My handler. I gotta text my handler. Okay. At Langley. Langley, D.C. Okay. Okay. Gotta call my handler. See what he says. Okay. Zai gesund.
Bye-bye. Thank
you. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
So this is what I do dialysis.